will praise the Lord. I will praise him every day. I will praise the Lord. Everybody praise.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the More You Can Carry meetings. Welcome to those online. Hallelujah. Up and ready. Ready to receive. Let's all stand and start praise and worship together this morning. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. You are in this place. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are in this place. We just ask that you take over, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We receive everything that you have for us this morning, for this weekend. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Lord. We praise your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Just open your mouth and praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for what you've been doing this weekend, Father. Thank you for bringing us into our new season. We believe you, Father God. This is our new season in Jesus' name. This is our new season in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you are cutting off everything from our generations, Father, that you did not plant. Hallelujah. You uproot every plant that you did not plant. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm mounted up with wings like eagles. Not grow weary when I run. When I walk, I won't grow faint. Yes, I will renew my strength because I wait on the Lord. Oh, I mount up with wings like eagles. Not grow weary when I run. When I walk, I won't grow faint. Yes, I will renew my strength because I wait on the Lord. Oh, I will wait.
Swings like eagles.
Not grow weary.
Not grow weary when I run.
When I walk.
When I walk, I will grow faint. Yes, I will renew my strength because I wait on the Lord.
Oh,
I'm on top with wings like eagles. Not grow weary when I run. When I walk, I will grow faint. Yes, I will renew my strength because I wait on the Lord.
Oh, I will wait.
I will wait.
Yes,
I will wait.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, you are my strength and you are my hope. Blessed is the one who waits on the Lord. Jesus, you are my strength.
I stand in hope, you're forever good. I rest in you, Jesus, you finished the work. Sing with me.
I say to my soul, you will bless the Lord. No, he's not forsaken, he's never left you.
I stand in hope,
you're forever good. I rest in you, Jesus, you finished the work.
I will wait.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for his faithfulness. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We are gathered here to experience you in a deeper dimension than we have before. We know that you are everywhere present. We know that your promise to us is that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We know, God, that you are all-powerful, all-knowing, and Lord, oh God, that your grace is sufficient for us. And so, Lord, oh God, today, we bless your holy name. We position ourselves strategically, Lord, oh God, to experience you. Like Zacchaeus did, running ahead no matter what was happening and climbing up that tree. So, Lord, oh God, we climb up this sycamore tree. And, Lord, oh God, we watch to connect with you. Lord Jesus, you came by that tree and you called him personally. And you said to Zacchaeus, I'm going to spend time with you today. He was hated by everybody, but your love reached him. Today, Father, we await your calling. Locate sons and daughters, individuals, in a very personal way today, and turn lives around. We thank you that it is so. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome here. We're going to have a great time this morning as we experience God together. You may be seated. Before I introduce the man of God who is going to bring the word of God to us this morning, I'd like to make note of two primary things. Firstly, depending on how the service goes today, we only flow based on the directives of the Lord. And if the man of God hears from God, because we don't want made up stuff, we want the real authentic stuff from God, as it was yesterday. How many of you were here yesterday when he called on two individuals that were not even in the service? Called on the name of Loretta and called the name of their only child, Nicole. Who's Loretta? Who is Nicole? And then ministered to the Orogun family and called their last name, their village, and everything. Well, that was hearing from God. That's all we want. But this is what I want to say. If you are called on, if you have a phone, we would like for you to continue to experience the words that are spoken to you, so that you can effectively fight with those words. And so we'll encourage you to bring your phone with you and just press on the audio so that you can record the word of the Lord to you. Amen? So that's what I want to say to you, so you're reminded about that. And secondly, on Sunday, which is the last service, we want you to come with a bottle of oil. Don't bring a gallon, just small. Bring a small bottle. And that bottle of oil is going to be a point of contact for you. And you are going to be anointed with the oil that you bring. Amen? That makes sense? So I'm announcing that now so that you can today step into a store and get a small bottle of oil, olive oil if you can, please. All right, well, that will be it for now. Now, let me introduce the servant of the Lord. I've known him for close to 15, maybe more years. And the first time I had an encounter with him, I was walking through this hotel, and actually it was inside, outside. This is a hotel that's almost like had a dome or something over it. And he comes by me and says, "Man of God, I'm hearing some things from God. Can I please talk with you?" I said, "Okay." And he started speaking to me. And I did what I told you to do. I brought my phone and I started recording. And I said, "Who is this guy?" How is this possible? He's zeroing in on went to the time of my calling. Bang! Exact. And actually, now that I'm talking about the time of my calling, I hope you're going to be here when we celebrate 50 years of ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, well, yeah, you have to be here. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. So, today I am so honored and privileged to once again introduce to you Prophet Paul Amer. Praise the Lord. From Covenant Believers Christian Center. Bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Your mic should be there.
If you clap Jesus, I think we should do better. It's an offering to God. Amen. Thank you, Father, Lord, for this morning and the privilege to gather at your feet and to receive from you. We do not take it for granted. Thank you, Lord God, for the privilege to be the chief chair of this morning. And we give you all the glory. Lord, we ask you to do what you want to do. Do what only God can do. And we give you all the glory and the praise in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask, Lord, that you will speak to everyone, touch everyone, give us a heart of understanding. Make our faith become active. And we give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord, for this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you one more time again for the privilege. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. One of the things we need to understand this morning as children of God, and if you're a child of God, you must understand that there are principles and there are regulations in this kingdom called the kingdom of God. And these are vital principles that help us to engage spiritual laws and also receive from God extensively. And as a child of God, you must understand that this is the way the system rules. For example, you can come into this country and not obey the rules. If you don't obey the rules, you will fall on the wrong side of the law because there are regulations that govern territories. So also the same thing in the kingdom of God. There are regulations and there are principles that governs the kingdom system. And these regulations and rules help us to benefit from the prayers and from the blessings that God has poured out in our lives, so we don't become believers by religion, but by relationships. One of the regulations for this kingdom to receive him from God is that you must know that we serve a God that is a God of principles, not a God of method. And one of the principles of God is expectations. Expectations. You must understand, if you have this at the back of your mind, if you want to write it down, that miracles don't go to where they are needed. Miracles only go to where they are expected. Because if miracles go to where there is need, maybe God should be in Haiti by now. You know. So miracles don't go to where they are needed. Miracles go to where they are expected. So expectation becomes the bedrock to receiving from God. If you don't expect, God can do anything. So expectation becomes what drives God to you. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, "For without faith it is impossible to please God." And it says, "They that come to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that do what? Diligently do what? Seek him." So in other words, God is like a woman. He loves to be chased. Why? Because he loves to be seeked. God loves you to chase him like a woman. You know. So that is the only way you can, because you're seeking God begins to build up expectations. So it's a principle that we must understand when it comes to receiving from God. And these are very vital, so that when you come to the house of God, or when you come to meetings like this, you don't come because it is another meeting. You come because you are expectant. And expectation begins to prepare your heart and yourself to receiving from the Lord. If you go through it, you find out that every time people expect from the Lord, you see that God moves in a significant way. And that expectation begins to open you up to dimensions in God, dependent on the gravity of your expectations. These are one of the major principles in this kingdom. So I want your expectations today to be high, because when God is ready in a season, what he does is that he creates an atmosphere to make that move. In John chapter 5, the Bible speaks about a man that has been in a situation for 38 years. The Bible says they were in that situation. There was a pool where the angel of the Lord goes to that pool to trouble the water, and at a particular season. This gives us an insight that God is also a God of seasons, that certain seasons God moves. And when God moves, expectant people receive at that moment what God is moving with and moving at. And it's important for you to understand this. The Bible says that this man, for 38 years, have seen the moving of the water. Everybody that was sick that got into that water, the Bible said they are healed from whatsoever disease, whatsoever. It doesn't matter how bad or terrible or how worse the situation is at that time. The Bible says they will be healed. And this man said something very potent when Jesus came to him. Jesus asked a question, and the question was, "Will thou be made whole?" The question was not addressing him. It was addressing his expectations. It was addressing his heart. It's not that God asks the question because he doesn't know the answer. He asks the question to see the condition of his heart. Because some people can be so used to battles and problems in their life, and they end up saying it is the will of God. Now, you must understand, it's never the will of God for you to be sick. It's never the will of God for you to be disadvantaged, because you are not born again to suffer again. You're born again to reign again. And this is very important. You must believe this. You must believe it. So it says, "Will thou be made whole?" It was a question addressing the condition of his heart. And the Bible says the man responded. And the response of the man shows us the condition. The first thing the man said, he began to give excuses. Because it's so important that you need to know that no matter how long the situation is, there's an expiring date. God will always put an expiring date. Amen. And I believe some of you today, this expiring date of pain is over. Amen. The tears that you've shed in the secret will become a testimony that everybody will see in the name of Jesus. So he said something. He said, all right. He said to him that, you know what? I don't have any man to take me to the pool. So that's why I'm here. I don't have any man. Would that be made or should have been? Yes, I want to be made or. This guy doesn't want to excuses. You know, he said, but you know, I have no man to take me to this pool. You know, when the water is troubled. Because I'm alone. Now, the most tragic thing in life is to be alone. Because God says, after he created everything in Genesis chapter 2, he looked and he said, the only thing that God said was not good, that it's not good for man to be what? To be alone. May you never walk alone in life. He said it's not good for a man. So God looked at everything he created and said, it was good, it was good, it was good. And looked at man and the first word came and said, it's not good for this guy to be alone. So life was not created to be alone. I don't care how gifted, intelligent, or how powerful you are. There are certain levels in your life you cannot reach alone. So God created relationships as a tool and a will to drive you to destinations. So relationship is a very powerful currency. But we are not going there. But it says, I don't have any man to bring me in. So in other words, he was trying to tell Jesus Christ, if you can be kind enough to hang around when the water has been troubled, you can carry me because every other person has people to take them. You know, but when God wants to bring you to a place where his miracles will begin to manifest in your life, it breaks the principles and the rules for your sake and brings you into a miracle because you don't have time anymore to fulfill destiny. The number two thing the man said, he said, it's not that I don't try, but my best is not enough. It's not good enough. He said, every time I try to get into the water, somebody else will get in there, or somebody else was smarter. I go for the interview, they take another person. And we all went for the job, but they took somebody else. Maybe I'm not good enough and all of that. So he was explaining all of this to Jesus Christ and he said, somebody else step. So I tried my best. Every time I look at that scriptures, I just say, this man, if he's a Nigerian, he's just going to sit in that water. And the angels will just be turning both of us together, you know. He's not a Nigerian. Because for 38 years, I should have known the time the angel comes. At least in the 10th year. And I just go, okay, it's coming in November. And just go and sit in 1 month inside that pool. And the angel will just turn both of us together. And, you know. Well, he's not a Nigerian. But you need to understand that Jesus Christ sometimes knows your pain. He knows what you go through. So he came in and said, you know what? I will tell you something. I know of all of your excuses and all of that. But you see, the Bible says there were a lot of people in that spot. But Jesus came for that one person. I guess he has built up expectations one day that his story was going to change. And his expectation drove Jesus Christ to him and said, you know what? I will make you do three things. Number one, it says, rise. Rise. It's a new season that you've been confided in a place. It's time to rise. The Bible says in Isaiah 6, it says, rise and shine. Rise from what life has said to you. Rise from the opinions of men. Rise from the long-awaited situation. Rise. So what God is saying to you this morning is that you're going to rise. in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't care how long the situation has been. I don't care the pains you've carried. I don't care the situations, the burdens you've carried. This is the dust, hear the Lord. It is time to rise. Rise out of the dust. Rise out of the situation. Rise out of whatever opinions or whatever your mind has been telling you. Rise out of this. Rise. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I will arise. Now say like a child of God. Say, I will arise. Remember, I told you last night, your declaration is a weapon. I will rise. Rise. Sometimes you are scared. Sometimes it looks as if it's so impossible. But there's a command from the Lord. The word rise is not negotiable. It's a command from the Lord, rise. In Isaiah 60 verse 1, it says, rise, shine. I know people say, arise and shine, but that is not what the Bible says. It says, rise, shine, means as you are rising, you are shining. I am making up my mind today to arise. It doesn't matter who that situation has stopped in my family, but I'm rising better and bigger. I'm rising above it in the name of Jesus Christ. You are rising by the will of God. Somebody say, I will rise. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number two words it says, take up thy bed. What does that bed mean? It's a system of comfort that has kept you. It's a system of comfort that has given you excuse to make sure that you are not in the pain anymore. The bed becomes a system of comfort, but you are bigger than it. But you see, sometimes that your greatest enemy to your tomorrow is your comfort. So the enemy kept him in that bed, and that bed has been carrying him. The bed is a system of limitation. For 38 years, he's been giving excuses why he should be there. For 38 years, he's been saying to himself, all right, since I tried my best, I can't do better than this. Let me stay in this little place. But that is not the plan of God for you. There's something God wants for you that is bigger than where you are today. I dare you to get up now, because it's time to expand. It's time to break loose from those limitations. The Bible says you are expanding to the right and to the left. So every system of limitations around you, you are breaking loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I'm breaking loose. One more time, shout, I'm breaking loose. What I'm trying to make you know is that because very soon we are going to pray and we are going to challenge certain systems of limitations again. To break loose, because God wants to give you bigger and better. It doesn't matter how many times you've experienced failure, disappointment, or rejection. As long as you are still alive, there is hope for your future. If God is not ready to answer you, you won't wake up today. Probably you would have been dead last night. But for the fact that you woke up this morning is a very strong indication that God has a future for you. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11 says, I know the thought I think towards you, the thought of good and of peace, and to give you all an expected end. So there is something that is very profound that God wants to release. If where you are now is not your expected end, then there is a better tomorrow. You are taking up that bed. Sometimes the bed is a system of comfort. It's a system that is daring you to try something new. It's a system that is making you feel, okay, right? At least I can pay my bills with this one. But there's so much more in you that is bigger and better than the system of limitation. God wants to do something greater and better. But there's this fear on the inside of you. And so many times what we are afraid of are not real. But the devil uses that to limit us, because it's a system of comfort. And Jesus Christ says, this thing has carried you for 38 years and made you stay in one place. One of the most painful things I've discovered in life is that you see people you are better than doing better than you. Sometimes the people you are more intelligent than, you're more even hardworking than them, but it looks as if they are doing well. Why? Because there's a system that have limited you. Amen. I want you to declare today that I'm breaking loose. You are talking as if you are scared. Say, I'm breaking loose. I'm breaking loose. Do you pay money to talk in this place? Praise say, I'm breaking loose. Hallelujah. So the first word is says rise. rise from your limitation. The second, he says, take up your bed, the system of comfort that has limited you. Then the third, he says, walk. It's a new season to walk. Amen. It's a new season to come into the promises of God in your life. Everything that God has promised you is a time to walk into them. So what do we do as we operate in these three dimensions is to begin to confront everything that has been designed by the enemy to hold us back. Everything that has been designed, I am addressing that strange satanic gates that has been holding me. I'm going to confront them. I'm going to walk towards them. In Psalm 27, 24 verse 7, the Bible says something very profound. It's a messianic prophecy. It says, lift up your head, what? O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you what? Lay everlasting doors, and let the King of glory do what? Come in. Now the gate responded to say that, who is the King of glory? So what are we walking into? We are walking to command that any gates, any system of the enemy, system of darkness that has kept me in that bed for a long time, I am walking towards you and I am addressing you to lift up your head. Now, the gate responded to this voice that said, lift up your head. So it shows us that the gate is just not an iron bar that separated two spaces. The gate is a personality. The gate is a system of darkness that have limited people. And now you have decided to walk and the gate is saying, where are you going to? The gate responded, it said, who is the King of glory? Now God is asking you to rise. Shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Now this glory of the Lord is risen upon you and the gate is telling you that, who are you? So you are walking towards it. Now it's time to confront the gate, to say to this gate, you have to be lifted. Lift up your head. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 11, I think that is the scripture. The Bible says about your gate shall be opened continually. So you are a gate, but there's something that is standing and say this gate cannot be. It says your gate shall be opened continually day and night. And it says that men will bring to you the riches, the wealth. In other words, there are blessings that should be with you today. If everything you have is what you sweat to get, you are cursed. I say that again. If everything you have today, you sweat to have them, then you are cursed. Because there are some things that need to be given to you by favor. You have things you need to receive because there are certain things you have in life that once you have them, it makes you to catch up with time that have been wasted. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are miracles that need to come to you that will make up, catch up with the times that you've lost. It says your gate will be open continually and men shall bring to you. And this is the reason why this meeting this weekend is going to be a meeting that we are addressing gates and commanding gates to be open, because I know that God can give you in one day what you've not seen in 10 years. And this is the dimensions of what the favor of God can do for someone. We're going to talk about favor later tonight. But I want you to understand that we are confronting certain gates, because as long as this gate is shut, in other words, one thing or the other will begin to happen to you. Your delays will begin to become evidence. There are things that should happen to you in your journey of life at every time, even your walk with God. But if you begin to experience certain delays and certain restraint and resistance, you'll begin to see that the enemy will begin to take advantage and things will begin to go wrong. I pray for someone today that gates are opening up for you. In the name of Jesus. If we go back to that Psalm 24 verse 8 where we stopped, the Bible said that the gate replied, who is the King of glory? Every time you want to make attempts to make a new move, there's always a resistance. Three things are going to test you for your confession, your visions, your faith, and what you believe in. Some of you right now, maybe God is speaking to your heart to start a new business. And my God, and you've been trying, and there is this fear, what if it doesn't work? But what if it works? Why not put it in your hand and what if it works? Amen. You must understand. But you see, the enemy wants to confine you in that situation. But the Lord is saying to you today, it is time to confront it and tell the devil, you can't stop me anymore. Hallelujah. I just feel there is a favor anointing right now this morning. Somebody is receiving. I'm telling you, before the evening service, someone is receiving a call, an email, a text message, and it's a mail of miracle. It's a mail of good news. This your amen is very ajabotish. I just spoke French now. Hallelujah. There is something I feel in this atmosphere right now. I think somebody here, God wants to give you favor to catch up with time. Yeah, there's a favor that needs to make you catch up with time. Because if you're going to follow the normal process, you're already late. You're already late in life. You're already late. But there's a favor that will crush time. And God is going to bring you to a place of promise in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, it says, who is the King of glory? I don't know what is speaking. I don't know what is being said to you by the enemy, that who are you? What is testing your faith confession, testing your ability for new things? That gate will crumble. And the King of glory answered, said, the Lord strong. Somebody say, I'm strong. Now he says, and mighty. Now, he didn't say the Lord strong and the Lord mighty in negotiation. He didn't say the Lord strong and mighty, I'm begging you. He didn't say the Lord strong and mighty, please now. No, he said the Lord strong and mighty, but I came to fight. Why? Because there are certain level of fight that will give you a flight. The enemy wants you to be there, but you see, you know what? If you have stopped everyone in my family, I'm here for such a time to change the order. I came to change what everyone have stopped everyone. I am here to command you gates to be open because I've received the word to rise, take up my bed and walk. So if I've received this commandment and you are a gate that is designed to stop me, I came to fight. I came to fight with my prayers. I came to fight with my sacrifices. I came to fight with my service to God. I came to fight. You hear what I'm saying? It is time to fight so that you will have rest. Hallelujah. The reason why you don't have rest is because nobody fought for you. But you need to fight for your children to have rest, your children and their children to have rest. You need to fight to have rest in your career, your businesses, and whatever God has designed you to become in this world. You have to fight for it. Hallelujah. I don't think that God brought you to this part of the world to become in the circle of restraint and resistance, but there is a fight for you to become what God has designed you to become. There is a greatness on the inside of you crying out, and I need to fight to become what God has destined me. And this is what God is doing this weekend, that whatever has been the limitation, you are breaking loose from it. We are commanding the gate to lift up their head. We're commanding the gate to wake up. We're commanding the gate to be lifted so that we'll become what God has designed us to be, become what God has called us to be in the name of the Almighty God. We are breaking down that gate of limitation. We are breaking that gate of poverty, gate of sickness, gate of affliction. We are breaking that gate in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say, who are you gates? You are coming down. You're coming down. Because it's important to know that these are powers that have been designed to resist you. But I've received a commandment to take up my bed. Because every time you try to do that, the enemies want to say, no, you cannot. Hallelujah. And there is a promise of God. Listen to me. You must understand that you are too small for the devil to stop. The devil is fighting what God put on the inside of you. Praise God. I think it's in Mark chapter 13 and verse 18. Let's look at that scripture. You know, somebody say, I'm bringing down the gate. Lift your right and say, I have a promise. I have a prophecy over my life. It must come to pass. I believe in the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. prophecy. I have a word. Amen. Matthew chapter 13, verse 18. Let's look at that. I think Matthew 13. I didn't plan to go there, so we're going to walk it out. Amen. Now, you have to understand something very important, that the devil have seen the most beautiful, the most handsome, the most hardworking, the most talented, the most gifted. The devil is not impressed with all of that. There is something about God in your life that the devil is looking for. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower in verse 19. Look at what it said. Can we push it out of verse 19, please? Thank you. I didn't plan to go there, so it's not. It says, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom, are you seeing that? When who? Anyone hears the words of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one. Do you get that? Then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received the seed by what? By the wayside. He comes to take the seed. He comes to take the seed. In verse next, if you hear the word and understand, the devil is after the seed. Amen. Then it says, verse next, if we can have it. But he that received the seed into a stony place, the same is he that heareth the word and among with receive it with joy. Amen. Receive this with great joy. Can we make it in New King James Version so that we can have certain words better, you know, but as we move on. But he received the seed. If we don't have New King James, it's okay. If we receive the seed and he that heareth the word and all of that. In verse next, I want to show you something because this is what we're going to pray with. It says, yea, are he not root in himself, but endureth for a while. For when tribulation, persecution arise. Look at that word now. Why will persecution arise? Why tribulation arise? Why? Can you see that? Is that on the screen? Why will it arise? Can we all read it together? Yet I did not root himself, but endured for a while. For when tribulation and persecution arise, because of what? No, because of the person. So you see, you have battles around you, not because of you, because of what God has said about you. There is a word of God on the inside of you. There's a prophecy on the inside of you. There's a grace. The kind of battle I see around you determines the kind of future you are called to fulfill. Because the weight of your battle determines the weight of your glory. The devil does not have time. He does not waste his time on people going nowhere. So there is something you need to carry. That is why there is a resistance. Persecutions and tribulations show up. The wicked one comes, not because you are too gifted, not because you are too talented, intelligent. No, it comes because there is a word. Somebody say, I have a word. No, you're not talking as if you're convinced. Say, I have a word. And the Bible says, because of the word, and by this he is offended. You know, that is why I'm always telling people in church that anywhere you are offended is where your giftings are, is where your blessings are. If they don't offend you in a church, amen, I don't think that is the place. Because offense sometimes is a proof that you are in the right place. I mean, if you sometimes come to the church and the ushers don't treat you well, and you're offended and like, you know, I'm going to change. You can change as much as you want, as long as they are human beings. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. So our friends want to take you away from where God has planted you. But you must understand that part of your journey in life is that people will offend you. If nobody offends you, then you are not alive. So offense is a proof that you are going somewhere. Oh, I wish you understand what I'm saying. It takes immature people to run away from offense. If you're truly matured, you will understand that this is part of the journey. Praise God. You know, because these days I'm just so angry with user-friendly churches. You know, there's so much user-friendly churches. You come to church, they want to give you coffee. You want to take coffee. The day they don't give you coffee, you're not coming. The day the heater is not on, you're not coming. You know, the day the pastor doesn't greet you, you're not coming. Come on, grow up. You must be a believer that is focused on what God has designed for you, not what anybody's opinions are. Because the opinions of men are not prophecies. So why do you allow what people say about you to determine what God says about you? Part of your journey in life is that people must speak about you. People must attack you. People must criticize you. It's part of the journey. Because a journey that have no obstacles lead nowhere. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying today. So if your journey in life is too smooth, you are not going anywhere. There must be an obstacle because that is the way it has been designed. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. He said, that is why I tell sometimes my children, I said, if people bully you in school, tell them they don't know who you are. Because people that bully people is a reflection of who they are. So they are trying to pacify their guilt of what they have. Because envy is an exposure of what people hate that you have. And your giftings is exposing their inadequacies. So if you envy me, it's because I'm exposing your excuses. Oh, wow. I don't know if you people understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah. So every time I'm bullied, I just find out that there's something in me you don't have. And you are trying to attack. Nobody attack what they have. Should I send you home to shake your head and just... Are you understanding what I'm saying today? So it doesn't matter what anyone says about me or whatever you criticize. I just find out that you are envious. And because I'm exposing your inadequacies. If you do well in school and others are not doing well in school, and their excuses is that because the teachers don't like them. And they say, but what about your other friends that are doing well? So your success becomes an exposure to somebody's excuses. Praise God. Are you learning something today? So the devil is coming after what God has said about you. So he will bring tribulation. He will bring persecutions. He will bring all manner of things. Not because of you. There is something on the inside of you that God has designed and wants you to become. But when you let offense take that away from you, you are now limited. You are no longer becoming what God wants you to be because you are offended. And now what the promises of God are in your life. Then the devil comes. Hallelujah. You must also understand that you have no battle until your prophecy is revealed. You must understand that. We saw a man in the Bible, his name was called Joseph. He was enjoying the love of his father until he had a dream. And suddenly when the dream comes, his brother hated him. What can be more terrible than you having siblings that hate you? They don't hate you because of you, they hate you because of your dreams. That's a good place to be hated. Amen. There was no problem. David was enjoying killing lions and bear. I think that is a good breakthrough. For you to kill a lion, for you to kill a bear, if that is a business, that is a good business. Because to kill a lion is a big deal. To kill a bear, I don't know if you've seen bear before. And to kill one, if that is a business, my God, that is a good business. But the day he was anointed, all hell broke loose. The enemy is attacking you because you are anointed. There is a word of God on the inside of you that the enemy is coming after. Somebody say, I will rise. And I say, in the name of Jesus, every gate resisting my destiny be lifted. And that is what we are going to pray this morning in the next few minutes. And we are going to speak to every gate and trust in the Lord that your season for a new level has come. I'm telling you, you are going to become what God has designed you to be. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of the Lord, by the power of the Holy Ghost. The last time you cry was the last time you cry. It's a new season for you. It's a new lifting for you. My God, the mercy of God is backing you up right now. You are going to walk and see what God is going to do in your life. That bed, that system that have held you bound for a long time, you are breaking the limitation. You are stepping into a new level. Every gate, every demonic restraint is broken in the name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus, every gate standing between me and my prophecy be lifted in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to the gate of the city. I speak to the gate of my career. I speak to the gate of my marriage. I speak to the gate of my finances. Lift up your head in the name of Jesus Christ. Be lifted. Are you ready to declare? Rise to your feet now. Amen. Remember, I said, one of the most potent weapons in the school of warfare is your words. I want you to declare, you are a child of God. God never give you the grace to keep quiet. You have to speak forth. And now we are speaking. Thank God for this spiritual space. It is your advantage in the realm of the spirit because it's a platform to win the warfare. But we are speaking right now. To that gate. If the gate stops every other person in your family, I am different. Say, I am different.
I am different.
And sometimes this is what you need to tell your children, that you are different. Amen?
Amen.
I grew up to hear that my parents say that. You know, I'm coming from 2-3 generations of pastors, and one of the things they keep saying is that you are different. You have a calling. You can't be like every other child, every other kids. Amen. Somebody say, you are different. In the name of Jesus Christ. So I want you to speak forth that gate. Speak forth. Speak forth that gate. You have to tell the gate to be lifted. Remember, I said, the enemy comes for the word. It comes for your prophecy. Persecution arises not because of you. Is because of the word. Your battles is a reflection of the weight of your glory. There is something about you the enemy is scared of. But right now we are going to speak to this mountain. Be thou removed. Amen.
Amen.
Say, mountains be removed.
Mountains.
Are you ready to speak for it? In Mark chapter 13 verse 11. Jesus Christ was speaking and he saw a fig tree. You know this story. You know. Let's go to the fig tree. I think is it 13 or Mark 11 verse 12. Mark 11 verse 12. Jesus was speaking to this fig tree and he said, you know, when he come near to Bethany, he was hungry. And verse 13, I think it's Mark 11, 13. And he saw a fig tree afar off having leaves. He came so much happy. He found anything thereof. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of the figs was not yet. Look at what he said. In verse next, and Jesus answered. Means the fig leaves were speaking. Because you can only answer what was speaking to you. So whatever the fig leaf was saying, the same way the mountain, the gate in Psalm 24 was speaking back. And it says, lift up your head. And it says, who are you? The fig leaf was saying, you cannot become what you are destined for. And it says, no man eat of the year after. And it just look at the last phrase there. And his disciple heard it. I don't know why the Bible put that, but interestingly, I feel in my own mind that the disciples were probably laughing. How can this man? He's so hungry that he's mad. That is three now he's talking to. His hunger must be affecting him. But he understood that because sometimes until your faith becomes foolish, you don't have one. Because your faith must be foolish to a natural man. Because the things of the spirit is foolish to a natural man. That is why we don't use logic to analyze God. If you are too educated, you can't follow God. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. If you are during the time of Joshua, and you are there when Joshua was told by God to go around the world 7 times, and you are a professor of engineering, you will tell Joshua, you said God called you, and this is what you asked us to do. I'm a professor. professor of the best university in Canada, engineering. I have a master's degree. In short, I have a PhD in engineering. And you said to bring down this wall is to go around it. No, Joshua, you must be mad. Logic and faith cannot work together. Oh dear. Thank God for your education. You need to be educated. It's good to be educated. But you see, you cannot use that to serve God. There is a place of faith. Until your faith becomes foolish, you don't have faith already. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. So Jesus Christ was speaking to the fig tree, if we go back to that scripture, and his disciples heard it and said, wow, okay, let us see if it will happen. Let me tell you something. Everything you consistently say, you become. You don't allow anyone to talk you out of your faith confession. It becomes part of you. It is well. I cannot die but live to declare the word of the Lord. I'm not dying young. I'm living to declare God's word. I am fruitful on every side. I am blessing the city and out of the city. Things are working for me. I am favored by God. I carry the grace of God. I am becoming what God asks me to become. And sometimes what you are saying is contrary to your circumstances. But I have discovered in that every time God wants to speak to you, He never calls you by your circumstances. He calls you by your destination. Hallelujah. The Bible says something in Judges. We don't need to go there. Let's stay in this victory. In the Bible says in Judges chapter 6, he said to Gideon in chapter verse 12, he said, Gideon, you're a mighty man of valor. Gideon says, you see, everything about me is small. Gideon was complaining. Everything is small. My parents are small. My family is small. My country is small. Everything is small. And God says, you're a mighty man of valor. How many times do you receive prophecy that is not does not befit you, what you are going through? God says, you are blessed, but your credit is funny. How can God say, I'm blessed, and I don't even have money to pay my next rent? Why? Because God can never call you by what you go through. He calls you by where you are going to. Destiny is what God calls you by. Praise God. And that is why I want you to understand that we are going to speak to gates. And as you speak to those gates, you are telling the gate, you are lifted. Every gate over my finances. How many of you have the word of God for you today? You have a prophecy over your life. Say amen to that. Amen. And the Bible says, the disciples said it. If you jump all the way to verse 21 in this same scripture, the Bible says that the next day, somebody say the next day. Next day. I want to believe in the next day miracle today. Amen. We call it the self-same miracle. The self-same hour miracle. It's going to happen as you're speaking. Amen. I'm telling you, by the time you're coming back tonight, you're coming with a testimony of an email, a testimony of a text message, a testimony of a phone call. Oh my God, your amen sound as if you don't believe God. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, and Peter calling. I guess Peter came from Vancouver because, amen. It says, Peter calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is what? Is withered away. Then Jesus Christ went on to explain to them, this is what? And Jesus answered, said unto him, do what? Have faith what? In God. Have God's kind of faith. What is God's kind of faith? You don't doubt what you say. Or do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. You don't doubt what you say. Let me give you an example. Can you come? Can you go back? Amen. Can you come? Can you come? Can you go back? Can you walk up to the pastor? Come walk up to the bishop right now. Can you go to the bishop? Hallelujah. Amen. Can you turn back and go back to your seat? Praise God. Now you see that I'm just saying what that happened. She is doing it, right? Amen. If I ask her to walk up down to Bishop and I'm monitoring her, I don't trust what I say. I expect that she will do what I have said. That is faith. I don't know if you... When you keep checking again, how many of you sometimes you have, see, because I said to her, walk and go back. I don't need to be checking if she would do it. She's going to do it. Yeah. Right? If I'm checking, will she do it? Will she not do it? Will she not? Then I don't trust what I say. Amen. That is how powerful your words is. I told you to stand up, right? Did you stand? Yes or yes?
Yes.
I don't want like, will they stand? Will they not stand? Will they not? I already know that you're going to stand. Because what? I trust my words. So if you speak to your finances, why checking it out if it will work? Oh, I wish you understand what I'm trying to dissect to you, how powerful your faith can be. This was what Jesus Christ said, have faith in God. God says, let there be light. He wasn't watching. Will there be light? Oh, I hope it will not. Oh, I hope the light will come. No, he knows. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. You can tell your baby, can you get me a cup of water from the kitchen? And you keep doing what you're doing. All right? Is that what you do? You just keep doing what you're doing, right? And the baby brings a cup of water. If the cup of water did not come according to the time you want, what do you say? Where is the cup of water? Do you understand what I'm saying? Your statement and your language is profound with continuity. Oh, I don't know if you understand. It's profound with continuity. Let me have the cup of water. It is not a statement of doubt anymore because you are still expecting the cup of water to come. That is why when you pray and it has not happened according to the timing, you still speak out a continuity of faith because the language of faith is consistent. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying? You see how I use a natural example to tell you how your faith looks like. Somebody shout, I'm not a doubter. I'm a believer. I feed my faith. I doubt my doubt. Have faith in God. We're going to pray today. So the God's kind of faith is this, that he believes what he said. Amen. And look at the next verse. It says, whosoever. Whosoever shall say in the next verse, it says, for verily I say unto you, whosoever that said unto this mountain, be thou what? Removed. Did he say whosoever?
Yes.
Who is whosoever? Does he have gender?
No.
Does he have race?
No.
Does he have color? Does he have location?
No.
What is whosoever? He doesn't even have religion. Whosoever is whosoever. He doesn't even, if like sleep in church. Whosoever is whosoever. Whosoever will say to this mountain, be thou removed. Whosoever is whosoever. Whether it's male, female, tall, short, white, black, brown, green, purple, dragons, or whatever. Whosoever. As long as he has a word to speak. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be what? Be thou removed and be thou cast. So are you among whosoever?
Yes.
Are you sure you are part of the whosoever?
Yes.
So lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace in the name of Jesus. I come before God through the blood of Jesus and I receive the life of Christ because I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord and Jesus is my Savior. And with the blood of Jesus, I remove every legal ground, every advantage of the enemy from my life. With the blood of Jesus, I cancel every records of the enemy against my life. With the blood of Jesus, I silence the voice of the accusers against me. In Jesus' name, I therefore declare I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I therefore declare I am justified by faith. I have peace with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. I stand therefore in the liberty that God has given me. I'm no longer entangled in the yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. From the finished work of Jesus, I declare every demonic gates ancestral gates, satanic gates standing between me and my prophecy. Every gate against my finances, against my family, against my future, against my career, you demonic gates, be lifted. Open your mouth and pray like a child of God. Every gate right now, open your mouth and pray. Every gate standing between me and what God have called me to do. Every gate against my finances. Every gate against your husband, your wife, your children, your business is coming. Speak right now. Gates be lifted. Gates be lifted. Bata gazevrata gadosha. Repateska prandeveria bradosha. Gates be lifted. Mazuprande Casaparia gets believed. Iko Badegaziprada Boria, Iko Baleze Caria Badosha gets believed. Babarantoske Fradibashkeha, Ziprote Velibra Gatasha, every gate, Capratoske Palenda, Iko Padesco Prande Gazetta, Lejo Prade Gazifra Patosha, Madegazo Prandamasa. I command the gate of restraint, resistance, the gate of affliction. What is that gate? I command. Lift your head, be lifted. In the name of Jesus, gates against the revival of God in this house, in this city, I command the gates be lifted. Bateko soprada, etoske prande vele brada, iko bade gazi prade gadosha, maratoske prada. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, gates be lifted. You know, when the Bible explained to you that your gate should be opened continually, day or night, so that people will bring Isaiah 60 verse 11, that they bring the riches, the wealth, the information, what is required for you for your next level. Amen. He said, therefore thy gates shall be opened how many times? Continually. Amen. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring unto thee. The word forces means the wealth, information, what is required, the resources of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be what? May be brought. So there's something about you that needs to be released. You need to come to visibility. So my gates need to be open. Many of you are gifted, talented, you are good in what you are doing, but no celebration around it. If we look at what God has deposited on the inside of you, you shouldn't be where you are, but your gate is shut. And once people can't see you, they can't celebrate you. We are going to still pray. The Bible says there was a voice that came and said, who is the King of glory? Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus. Every demonic voices, voice of rejection, voice of resistance, voice of limitation, at my gate of destiny shall be silent. Open your mouth and begin to silence that voice. That voice is in the name of Jesus. Be silent by the power of God. Be silent in the name of Jesus. Let that gate be silent. Let the gate be silent in the name that is above every other name. Every gate that has been assigned, designed, speaking against my life, my God, some of these gates are where you are walking. Some of these voices are in your offices. Some of these voices are in your organization. Some of these voices are around you, and they have been speaking limitations on you, trying to keep you where God has not kept you. We command this gate to be silent. We command these voices to be silent. Oh my God, come on. You have 60 more seconds. Speak right now. Let the gate be silent. Bashkata Villa Pradagazo. Ikorapadigazivra Baratosha. Let the gates be silent. Mategazibrandeske Pajava. We declare right now. The gates be quiet. The gates be quiet. The gates be quiet. ikapradosupa iprandesko pradevelia je kapate gazefradaba meledeske brandezi kropalagadosha. We command right now in the name of Jesus. You have 20 more seconds. Come on, speak. Likapradezi pradasha inkepeti valeper luze pradegazepa retoske paradabos. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, lift your right and say, in the name of Jesus, every negative voices against me, be silent. Every voice of the accusers over my life, be silent. Every voice of darkness over my destiny, be silent. Every voice of affliction, the voices of fear, be silent. In the name of Jesus, say, with the blood of Jesus, I cancel every advantage of the enemy from my life. With the blood of Jesus, I cancel every legal ground of the enemy from my life. In the name of Jesus, every voice of darkness speaking affliction, speaking delay, speaking sicknesses into my life, be silent. In the name of Jesus, every voice of darkness speaking death into my life, be silent. Lift your voice and decree. Remember, you have authority. Silence that voice right now. I command, silence that voice. Baskapra ndeveli paratosh. Silence that voice in the name of the living God. Silence that voice. Silence those voices of darkness. Baskapra ndegezi paradesha. I silence you in the name of Jesus. I silence the voices of the wicked. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I think it's in Ezekiel chapter 9 and verse 19, or from verse 18, Ezekiel 9. Somebody say, my voice must be heard. Every other voice of darkness will not silence my voice. In the name of Jesus. Say, every voice of darkness will not silence my voice. All right. Ezekiel 9 and verse 18. I believe that is a scripture. Amen. Verse 18. And behold, the man clothed with linen, which are. Verse 18. Okay, let's look at 19, 18. Say, in the name of Jesus. Scriptures are just coming through my mind, so, you know. Say, my voice will be heard. One more time, say, my voice will be heard. Like a child of God, say, my voice will be heard. Every power assigned to silence my voice, in the name of Jesus, be terminated. I rebuke every demonic influence against my voice. So I speak against every gate. One more time, say, I speak against every gate designed against my life. Lift your voice and begin to speak against him. Kapasha pradevedebo shike. Ika pradevele. Oh my God, somebody pray, somebody pray. God is doing something. Mara zikru badebusha. Ika baliverete besku pranemasa. Ika pradevele predogushkipa. Somebody pray. Liska pradevele. Ika ramasi korobeligeshika. Ika lipradevele babarusha. Mara tishka pradevelebusha. In the name of Jesus Christ. My God, I'm beginning to feel the anointing. My God, we are in warfare right now. Something is happening. Ezekiel 19 and verse 8. Ezekiel 19 and verse 8 and 9. Say, in the name of Jesus, every power that wants to silence my voice, be paralyzed. In the name of Jesus. Look at what the Bible says, if you have in the screen. It says, then the nations set against him. Who set against him? The nations. From where? On every side. Somebody say, every side. One more time, say, every side. Say, in the name of Jesus, every battle surrounding my life, be canceled now in the name of Jesus. Every battles of affliction, rejection, resistance, stagnation, be canceled. Are you ready for warfare this morning? We have a few more minutes, but it's in the name of Jesus. Let the battles be canceled. He says against him on every side, the province, and they spread their net. Number two, they spread their net over him. Number three, he was taken in their pit. He was taken in their pit. And the Bible says the next verse, verse 9, it says, and they put him in a prison. The word in a prison, in chains. Look at what is happening to one person. And brought him to the king of Babylon. King of Babylon. Babylon means confusion, darkness. And they brought him in holds. Why? Why did they do all of these things? Can we read the phrase there, the next phrase? That his voice should no more be heard upon the mountains. Look at the chains and the battles on every side just because a man have a voice. Your business is a voice. Amen. Your gift is a voice. Your career is a voice. What God has given to you is a voice. And there is a voice that says your voice should not be heard. That is why the battles are surrounding you. Lift your right hand. You are going to speak again. That gate speaking against your voice. Many of you are gifted, but yet somebody is hiding you. You are good in what you are doing, but somebody is sidelining you. Someone is not making you rise because they are afraid of what you will become. This is a good season for you. Somebody shout, I'm breaking the chains. There is nothing more painful than you are the one walking, but somebody else is taking the glory. You are laboring, but they are lifting the hands of another person. Say in the name of Jesus, I speak to every gate contending with my voices. In the name of Jesus, every voices of darkness speaking against my voice of destiny, be silent in the name of Jesus. Now pray that prayer. You have 60 seconds to deal with this right now. In the name of the living God, that voice of your career, your business, the voices of your children, your husband, your wife, the voices of your career, the voices in the office. My God, there is something that God has placed. The world needs it, but somebody is not making you. My God, lika prateske pradavo. Jika lapa de vila bradavedosha. Maradisco predegeshkeba. Litoske prandevela pradagadahosha. My God, 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 my God. My God, my God, my God, liko prateka se prate, liko to baradi varadusha, imprende zupra devalusha. We declare right now, by the power of God, bezupra de basupra deva, ika de villa paratosha, imbaradoske prende balusha, eli prateka supra. Oh my God, my God, my God, my God. Likazo predevelaba in the name of the living God. Likraba legeze predeveleba jikaraba davadosha. Baratoske prandamasere in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever has been taken from you because your voice was silenced, today you are going to declare. Say in the name of Jesus, I speak into the spirit realm. I speak into my atmosphere. I speak over the regions where I live and do business. I speak over my spiritual environment. Every resistance, every limitation, whatever the enemy has placed as an embargo, hear the word of the Lord, be lifted. Amen. I don't know why I kept insisting about your voice. There's something you are saying. As we are declaring it, something is shifting in the cloud. I'm feeling some grace right now. You know something I saw? We'll come back to the scripture. But in Daniel chapter 10, Daniel chapter 10, verse 11. Daniel chapter 10, verse 11. There was a profound word that the angel of the Lord was talking to with Daniel. Daniel was praying, and the Bible says as Daniel was praying, God answered his prayer the very moment that he prayed. Are you getting blessed this morning? Amen. Is it okay to pray a little bit more? Amen. This time you are going to pray. I will give you liberty to move around. Amen. To speak into your spiritual cloud. Amen. Because many of you don't know that you have an atmosphere. What is an atmosphere? It's an aura. And some of you, the aura has been interfered with that. That is why sometimes you enter where you should be loved, but they resist you. Why? Because the atmosphere you came with is an atmosphere that has been interfered with. And you wonder that those who love you are not even minding you. You are clearing the atmosphere right now. Amen. So the angel of the Lord was speaking to Daniel that God answered your prayer the very first day. Look at the profound word the angel said. He says, and he said unto me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understood the words that I speak unto thee and stand upright, for unto thee am I not a man unsent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. In verse 12, look at what the angel said in verse 12. The angel said, then said unto me, do what? Fear not, Daniel. From the what? First day that this said thy heart to understand, to chasten thyself before thy God. What happened? Let's read the remaining one. Thy words. Thy what? Thy words were what? And I came by cause of what? Why did the angel come? You see why it's terrible to be quiet. In the place of prayer, you're quiet. And an angel wants to respond to what you are saying. The angel says, I came because of your words. Oh, praise God. I came because of your words. I came because of your words. See, I speak into my atmosphere. Every resisting power, I speak into the cloud that surrounds my life. Every resisting power, be paralyzed in the name of Jesus. Every gates of limitation, hear the word of the Lord. Lift up your hands. Every gate resisting my finances, resisting my businesses, my career, resisting my children, my family, lift up your head. Can you pray right now? Angels are hearing what you are saying. Barasopratasa. Oh my God, I speak to the atmosphere. Wherever you are hearing me from, come and speak to your territory right now. Oh my God, I permit you to walk around right now and speak to the cloud, speak to the atmosphere, speak around her. You are in warfare right now. You are in a spiritual warfare right now. Come on, bratoske palatayanda. You are in a spiritual warfare right now. Iko bradezeba. God is speaking to many of you. Baradoske branasipa. I speak right now to the cloud. I speak to my where my business is. I speak to where my office is. I speak to everywhere. I speak to my career. I speak to my health. I speak to my body. I speak to my bones. I speak to my organs. I speak to every part of my being. I speak to my veins. Be healed. Hear the word of the Lord. I declare the atmosphere. Le pratoske para epa santo porosha belizo pratishka padavhe luze prade. Miracles are happening right now. I command today, miracles are happening. I speak to everything. Speak to your job, speak to your finances, speak to your family, speak. You are in a spiritual warfare. Bind every power of darkness, bind everything designed by the enemy to resist you. The angels are coming for your words. My God, let your words be heard. Don't let your words be few. In the name of the living God. My God, ikobedegezipara, eshakara petevetosha, my voice, I declare, ekrabalezepaya, kimpatose karabada, ekrebategezepa, bisopredebosha, let there be light, let there be favor, let there be healing, let there be miracles, let there be hope, let there be lifting. Masoprata shaba ekapatoko zekaba. You have 20 more seconds. Come on, declare. Declare right now. Declare in the spirit. Speak right now. You will not die but live to declare the words of the Lord. With long life will the Lord satisfy you. I will see of the Lord, he is my refuge. I will see of the Lord, he is my favor. I will see of the Lord, he is my protector. I will see of the Lord, he is my healer. I will see of the Lord, he is my comforter. I will see of the Lord, he is my lifter. Masse prate kasusha ripatoske pariha ekabe de villa parusha ekaba de gaza. Speak, O God. Speak by the will of God. Speak by the hand of God. Masse prade villa baraha ikobara de gazu prada. Zevranda maseka. If you have a praying language, come and lift your voice and have begin to speak in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit. Litoske prada vedusha, speaker, pray in the spirit, marazipra tepatosha, pray in the spirit, marazifra baratosha, pray in the spirit. In the name of the living God. One last prayer point we'll pray. Somebody say, my voice must be heard. One more time, say, my voice must be heard. Every gate resisting my voice, be silent. I speak to every gate. Be lifted. Declaring this, I just saw in my spirit right now. The Lord said to me, many of you will begin to have access to what you're not qualified for. I feel something is breaking in the spirit realm. And some of you, God said to me, it's been like 4 or 5 years now. You've been experiencing resistance. This prayer is just lifting up something right now. You'll be amazed that people that have forgotten you will begin to remember you. This is what I'm receiving by the doors of the Lord right now. You are going to be surprised that opportunities you thought were lost will be restored. Say, every gate be lifted. In the name of Jesus. Every gate designed against me, be lifted. Thank you, Father. Now, this is the last prayer point. You are going to call forth resurrection. Amen. In John chapter 11, the Bible says, Jesus Christ says from verse 44, he began to speak and he said to Lazarus' grave, amen. What did he say? What did he say? No, that is not what he said. What did he say? Right. He called the name of what he wanted to say. Amen. So how did he say it? The way you are talking, if you are Lazarus, will you respond? Let's look at what he says. And when he does as spoken, he cried with what?
Voice.
He cried with what?
Voice.
He didn't say, Lazarus, come forth. The way you are doing it so wonderful. So you're going to do it now extra wonderful. I don't know what your Lazarus is, but listen to me. There are two things, there are so many things I know about God, but there are two major things I know about God. Number one is the lifter of men. Number two is the restorer. And God doesn't only restore, he upgrades what he restores. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying? God does what? Upgrades what he restores. I don't know what you have lost, but whatever you've lost did not leave the hurt. Do you understand that? Whatever you've ever lost did not leave the earth. It's still here. You're going to call it forth.
Amen.
Return back.
Amen.
Investment lost, return back.
Amen.
Good relationship lost, return back.
Amen.
Good job that was taken from you, return back.
Amen.
I don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying? Somebody say, Lazarus.
Lazarus.
Do what?
Come forth.
You are going to speak whatever your Lazarus is. Your voice must be heard and echo in the realm of the spirit. Amen. My health return. Amen. My children return. Praise God. My finances return. Somebody say comfort.
Comfort.
One more time. Say comfort.
Comfort.
I will let you pray this. You will speak to the northeast, west, south of this region and begin to speak to atmospheres. You will be amazed. We're going to take a few testimonies before the service is over this weekend, and you are going to be surprised. Many of you, go back and check your mail. You will be like, oh my God, they've answered me.
Amen.
Some of you are going to have approvals to certain documents.
Amen.
Because there's a great, oh my God. Because some of the delays are unexplainable. You've done everything right, but it seems as if there is no access. That gate are lifted right now.
Amen.
And I want you to know, have it at the back of your mind, that gates are not iron bars. They are human beings. They are system. They will lift up their head. Every stubborn gate will be exchanged. They will be moved from positions. Just because God is favoring you right now. Now say in the name of Jesus, whatever I have lost in my life, hear the word of the Lord, come forth. Pray like a child of God right now. Repatos and the depatosaya. Leparatose patetiketesha. Libretosike perepatosha. Your voice must be heard. Liparose pratevetosha. Whatever I have lost, I call them forth. Whatever that belongs to me, that the enemy took from me, I call them forth. By the power of God, I call my finances, I call my marriage, I call my children, I call my business, I call my health, I call the grace of God, I call forth, come and call them, I call my husband, I call my wife, I call my life, come and call them, whatever it is. Is somebody praying? You have 17 seconds remaining. Comfort. And when he had spoken, with a loud voice, he cried out. Come on, cry out with a loud voice. This morning, Lipapa Toko Satiria, Iko Brende Sikapaya, Ebrada Badosha. Come on, pray like a child of God. Come forth right now. Is somebody calling forth? Call forth your business. Call forth your finances. Call forth your family. Call forth your sons and daughters. Call forth your job. Call forth your status. Call forth your approvals of documents. Call forth. Call forth your health. Call forth. Call for them. Masate le pratasha ikopate ekapate gezi paradosha. We call for, 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 we call for masaka pradeka supara. We call for, my God, liparatasapa. No more stagnation, no more limitation. My God, we call for beseka pateyatos ikare paletoske para. You have 30 more seconds. By God, we call for ikose pradegazipa repende kuzo pradesh. We call for like petegaziparata le prateshke prada. My God, 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 my God. We call for, 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 we call for. We call for, we call for, we call for, we call for. We call for by the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. We call for it. In the name of Jesus. they are here. Now, this is the last prayers. Hold on to somebody right now. Find somebody that you know that can pray. If the person can, ask the person, can you pray? Look at the person and say, can you pray? Hold on to somebody. The Bible says, if two of you shall agree in touching anything, it shall be done. Amen. Is there someone here you have a relation called John? John. Yeah. Who is that? You have a relation called John. This person doesn't. J-O-H-N. John. John. Who is John to you? Come. You have John. Who is John to you? You are John. All right, come. What? Are you married? Huh? Okay, who is John? It was your ex. Okay, because I'm seeing like your husband or something. You know, okay, he was formerly your, right? Okay. I want to pray. Have you heard from him? No. Not at all. All right. So I will pray for you, but I want to pray for John. You are John. All right, Spirit of God, have your way. Okay. Thank you, Father. Hold on to somebody. Let's agree. We're going to pray. Now that you are here, just hold on to it. Hold on. The Bible says, if two shall agree in touching anything, it shall be done of my Father in heaven. Amen. And God said something very profound. Mara Sande Hishke Bradabasa. You will pray for that hand. Whatever you've lost, we come back. Say, I agree with you. In the name of Jesus. For your restoration. Is the person agreeing with you? Look at the person. Say, I agree with you. For your restoration. Now one more time. Say,
I agree with you.
For your restoration. Look at the person and say, can you pray for me in the next 30 seconds? Do you look like a prayer warrior? Amen. Now, one of the most potent weapon in the school of prayers is the prayer of agreement. The Bible says, if two shall agree in touching anything. Somebody say anything. Matthew 16 and verse 19. He said anything. So what is anything? Anything is what?
Anything.
As long as it's in this earth. There's going to be a restoration today. I'm going to prophesy to you. There's going to be. Is there any Esther here? Esther is the name of a woman, not a man. Okay, we'll work on that later. But let me pray for you. Mashallah, brother. Oh, I can see you came with me. Okay. Your madam stood. You're really a prayer warrior. Yeah? It's okay, we'll pray. God will do what he wants to do. I want to pray for Esther. Every bad records and report is cancelled.
Amen.
Every affliction and disease of the enemy is cancelled.
Amen.
Every ailment of the enemy, I cancel it now.
Amen.
Kalibra nevelipa shunde hishaba. Whatever was given to them in the dream that became an affliction physically, I command it. Get out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jike pate veli paradako subaria, le dizge brande velia paske prate veli paratosha, le tigazi brande veli bradahusha, ekarabadosha. Every strange demonic interference, I command them cancelled now. I command them cancelled now. I command them cancelled now. I command them cancelled. Thank you, Father. Open your hands. Just still hold your hands. We're going to pray about it. Let me just quickly do this so I don't forget. Too much is happening in my spirit. So let me not forget. Now, can I pray for both of you then? Let me just pray for everyone. Both of you. I'll come like that. Amen. Father, Lord, oh God, I cancel every request of darkness demanding on that child.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Every report of the enemy, medical report, is canceled.
Amen.
Because the Lord is saying to me that there is a report and that we need to declare.
Yes.
You see, I'm looking at both of you. Do you have the same month birth of the same month? Huh?
January,
right? Both of you.
Yes.
Now, it will not be a month of bad news.
Amen.
Concerning your daughters, he shall brand the valley borodoba. Thus say the Spirit of God. Open your hands. Li karapasa.
Lord, my spirit, right. She brand the valley borodoba. Supranda, oh my God, this end will not bury.
Amen.
This hands will not bury.
Amen.
This hands will not bury anything.
Amen.
In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ. I speak right now. Whatever the enemy's program is over that child, be cancelled now.
Amen.
Lord, you revealed to redeem.
Yes.
You revealed to redeem. You revealed to redeem. I take up that blood situation.
Amen.
Release.
That covenant that makes parents bury children is not your portion.
Amen.
In the name of the
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I cancel it.
Amen.
Hey, Jesus.
Amen.
Every demand of strange altars.
Amen.
On your child
Amen.
Is canceled.
Amen.
Amen.
Is canceled.
Amen.
Is canceled.
Amen.
That demonic dream of always looking for your children in the dream. That dream is canceled.
Amen.
Every demonic dream.
Amen.
Of always back to an old place.
Amen.
That dream is canceled.
Amen.
Now, in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
I speak to your daughter. Amen. Whatever medical report is turned to a miracle.
Amen.
You will know that the word of the Lord has come to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ, I bind that wholesome back.
Amen.
Sande Cadeveria Shikarepali Ikupadea Lete Gazeta Eshkapradaya Ekabanea Lopradisa Elepetia Zupredevela Shukapategete Hey Jehovah Lebrada Gazette Lebar to the goodness of God.
Amen.
It is done.
Amen.
Shibranevela come le Zubra. It is done. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go forth. Now you will see that God has changed everything.
Amen.
There is a testimony now. There is a miracle now.
Amen.
There is a lifting right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know what kind of investment. I don't know what it is about your finances. But it's a miracle right now.
Amen.
By the Spirit of God. And I see there's a favor that is coming. Because the Lord says that every time you gather to meet up a proof, things just go wrong. But he said it's canceled now.
Amen.
And I see the favor of God.
Amen.
Glory to God in the name Amen. Of Jesus. Congratulations.
Amen.
It is done. In Jesus' name. Let me pray for you now. How old is your daughter?
She's 30.
Oh. Open your hands. Spirit of God, I pray for Esther. Have your way, oh God. Have your way over this child. Sabrana mama. Touch her relationships. Jesus. Wow. Is this your daughter around?
No, she's in a different province. She's in Alberta.
She needs to pray. Right? Mm-hmm. Does she know how to pray? Is she a Christian?
Yes, yeah, she's a Christian.
She'll wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
Three things we need to pray.
Okay.
Number one is about relationships. Of marriage or family
she's
or something.
Married.
Yes, about that. And we need to pray for God's intervention in that relationship and also over the man. You know, I don't know. Why am I seeing some East African strange things? And the Lord said we should pray. That God should remove them from this strange struggle that is causing interference. Then I pray for one of your child. I'm not seeing too much healthy, but the Lord said to me, reverse it. So because you are here, we're going to ask the Lord to cancel anything that the enemy has programmed against that child and against your daughter. She will not cry. She will not shed tears in the name of Jesus Christ. And we speak deliverance. Another thing is that we are going to break a pattern where women always lose their husbands or something. That pattern be canceled in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, I pray for Esther. I declare right now your supernatural intervention. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak miracles. Intervene in her life. In the name of Jesus. Let your goodness rest upon her. In the name of Jesus. Let your power rest upon her. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let your mighty hand rest upon her by the hand of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. It is done. The peace of God rest in their family. Now. Peace of God rest in their relationship. Now. She will not lose. In the name of Jesus. You know what God is saying to me? Look at me. That your daughter's life will be better than yours. All right? She's not going to repeat what you fight, your battles.
Yes.
She's going to have peace in her life.
Amen.
Did you want that?
Yes.
Are you sure?
100%.
So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Congratulations.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let me pray for, Spirit of God, I pray for supernatural. Really. Who is the lawyer? Who's the lawyer?
No, there's no lawyer.
You don't have any case with a court or something. Now, I want to counsel whatever the agenda of the enemy is. Lord, let this... You said you are John or your son?
I'm John. My son is John.
Right?
Yeah.
Father, Lord, I speak... Oh, my God. Show mercy, Lord. Show mercy, Lord. Show mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I cancel every argument in the spirit against you.
Amen.
Can I have a bottle of water? I want to speak over your body. Lord, thank you. I speak that the blessings of God rest upon this water. It ceases to be ordinary.
Amen.
I cancel every affliction. I cancel every demonic influence.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I declare that the power of the Almighty be released upon you today.
Amen.
I remove every strange hold of the enemy, every strange gleam of darkness. In the name of Jesus, I speak deliverance. I speak deliverance. I speak deliverance. I speak deliverance. I don't know what this had to do with you, but I don't know. Miwa, is there anybody like that?
Miwa.
I don't know if that has to do with you.
Miwa.
Yeah. Is there anyone like that?
Yeah. Huh? Yes.
Who is that?
The local.
Father, Lord, oh God, I pray that the network of the gatherings of strange elders against you is canceled.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now as you partake of this water, let it clean everything that is not of God.
Amen.
Every arrow fired in the realm of the spirit to manifest as affliction over you or your child is canceled.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right, hold on to somebody. Let me pray for you. Spirit of God, restore this woman. Whatever you have lost, let there be restoration. In the name of Jesus. I speak a release over you now. Holy Spirit of God. Let the breath of the Holy Spirit go through your body. Jesus. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear our prayers, O God. Lord, I declare a release of God's power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I rebuke every strange hold of the enemy. Why is the Lord dealing with affliction today? I break every force of darkness. Remove it now. Let this woman be strengthened. Let her body be strengthened. I cancel programs of surgery that is of the enemy. And let God perfect what He's doing in your life. In Jesus' name. It is done. Hold on to somebody as we conclude.
John.
Oh, are we online?
John.
All right. Shabbat, can you hold on to someone? Say in the name of Jesus, I pray for restoration over these hands I'm holding. Whatever these hands have lost, be restored. In the name of Jesus. Now pray for 30 seconds over that person you are holding. I speak to everyone. Wow. I just speak a release of God's power. Marasiteriam branesipara. Masoprandekesipranama. Iprandevele pradako supara. Barazoprandekesupranesha. Ezopradevela barantosha. Maratuske tekedibranasha. Ingo zupran de velebradosha, eka debra de velebradabosha, e de krabaratosha palabadosha. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. You said there's a John online?
Yes, John.
Now open your hands. Sorry? Can you open your hands right now? Say in the name of Jesus. I receive into my hands the grace of God. I receive into my hands the blessings of God. From today, I lose nothing good. In the name of Jesus, I will not bury what God has given me. The works of my hands are blessed. Today, I receive from the Lord the blessings of double. Amen. Are you ready to pray for your hands right now? This hand, whatever this hand touch, will prosper. Hallelujah. I pray for John. I pray for this John. I ask the Lord. I don't know whether he has something, challenges with a job or something, but I speak miracle in the name of Jesus Christ. And I speak that the hand of God will release upon this John. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare whatever has been a strange demonic manipulations around you is broken, and release your family from every form of darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak miracles. In the next 4 days, miracles. In Jesus' mighty name. All right, open your hands right now. Pray that this hand will receive the blessings of God. Before the year is over, you are going to see God's mighty wonders. Come on, pray. Pray. Pray that this hand will receive the blessings of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord is showing me someone. The Lord is showing me someone, and I hear the Lord say, I don't know, there are certain benefits that will be given to this person. I don't know whether what kind of benefit it is, but it's like God is returning it back. Is anyone called Hammon, Amon, you know, Amon or something? I'm seeing like a restoration. I see some things coming. Are you the one? I'm seeing a kind of restoration of some blessings, you know, and the Lord said he has remembered you, you know. I don't know what you've been waiting for, but I'm seeing a kind of remembrance, and I'm seeing a kind of blessings. I'm seeing almost like a restoration of certain things that has been waited for a long time, you know. And the Lord says, I have moved now in the spirit realm. I don't know what you did before, and it's as if they push it away or something, or try to cheat you out of it and all of that stuff. But the Lord is saying that I'm restoring now, right now. There's a miracle that is coming. That is what I'm seeing in the spirit. I'm almost seeing like a tree with a ripe fruit on it. And I say, God, what is the meaning of this ripe fruit? It says, the season for their prayers to be answered is now. So God is answering prayers. You know, and I see this prayer has been answered even over all of your seeds. I am seeing even blessings all over your seed by the power of God. And I see, I don't know whether you're trying to sell something or something, you know, but I'm seeing something supernaturally that God is bringing into visibility, that God is bringing a remembrance, you know. And I see three doors open. There's a door to like a government. You know, and I say, what is this door to the government? You know, and the Lord said to me, it's like as if they are holding something that belongs to you, for example. And he says, I'm opening that hope supernaturally, and that this door is supernatural, and it's going to be a kind of miracle that is going to come into like a blessings over your finances. So whatever that is, there is a miracle. Number two, I'm seeing a miracle to cancel what has been a burden. And the Lord says that I'm canceling. The third is that I'm restoring. I'm bringing a restoration. So there's, I don't know what you've waited for is coming back. A miracle is happening in the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare that release right now by the power of God. I see the Lord doing something unusual. There is a favor that the Lord is manifesting at this moment in the name of Jesus. And I saw, it says, Lord said, I have seen your faithfulness. I have seen your sacrifices. So I'm bringing a promotion to your life, a promotion to everything that belongs to you. And there is a restoration here, the Spirit of God. And I'm seeing that there's a remembrance coming by the power of God. And I look and I saw like as if heavens were open over you. And I saw angels walking. So you will see that angels will go far and near to begin to bring back that which you thought was walked away from you. There is a restoration by the power of the Almighty God. And I will defend you. I will protect you. See the Spirit of God. Shabranda Hiskabarada. I also see in a paper written, in this paper that is so written, and it says victory. Baron, I see victory. God said to me that everything that you have waited, I will do it again. He says, I've given you victory. That thing that has been a concern, your secret tears, I will turn them to a testimony. See the Spirit of God. He says, you will no longer lose in your hands again. You will begin to see that your faith in God will begin to manifest as a blessing. And I'm also seeing opportunity that will change financially, certain level, and a spiritual promotion has come for you. Thank you, Father, Lord, for this family. I give you praise because it is done in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Baradama Sande Hishkama. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's a mantle God has given to you. It's a revelation as a teacher of the word. It's a mantle God has dropped upon you from the bishop up to your life. And I see this mantle that God is raising you up for greater things. Oof, Jesus, take it. Take it. It is your word. You will speak the word of God as if you wrote it. Because this is a grace, a new grace coming. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. It's an anointing for supernatural. Jesus. Just let her be seated. Just let her be. Just let her be. In the name of Jesus. I speak a grace of God upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord said to me, I've remembered you. And I'll bring you into a new place of glory. See the Spirit of God. He says, what you've waited for, I will make it happen. See the Spirit of God. He says, for supernaturally, I will begin to cancel disappointments, shames, and limitation. For the time for celebration has come. See the Spirit of God. That very soon they will begin to celebrate you. You've almost given up on people and thinking that people are not truly worthy sitting here. But the Lord says, I will cause you to begin to see an unusual grace. And lo and behold, I look in front of you and I saw like a garden blossom again. And the Lord says, I will make you blossom again. See the Spirit of God, and I will begin to turn things around. And I see your feet going to even different regions, and I see the glory of the Lord and the anointing of God resting upon you as never before. And I see your writings in the Spirit. And this writing is a new chapter that the Lord is opening for you. Even from this season, I will begin to confirm my words in your life and the prophecies you have carried over these years, for I will make you fruitful again. Jesus, in the name of the living God. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Open your hands and begin to really receive, receive, receive. Receive to your hand, everyone. Begin to receive into your hand. Lord, oh God, I receive into my hands the burdens. I receive into my hands the blessings of God. I receive into my hand. Lisa Pranda Basu Pranda Hishka Paradosa. Receive right now. I speak to everyone watching online. There is a mighty hand of God resting upon everyone watching. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak grace of God upon everyone right now. Let the same anointing touch you. Touch the works of your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the anointing touch you. There is someone watching online. You are like a nurse, but you are not walking. Right now, it's as if you don't have a job right now. I don't know who is that person. Right now, you are like a nurse, but it's as if you are not working right now. But the power of God is opening a new opportunity for you. You are going to see that in the next 10 days. A new opportunity, whoever that is, just type it. I am the one. Just put it up, and I am the one. And I declare the supernatural hand of God upon you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare joy. job opportunities are opening right now. Miracle jobs are being released right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Miracle jobs are being released by the power of God in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm speaking miracle upon everyone right now in the name of Jesus. I speak the hand of God. I speak the power of God upon everyone right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare whatever it is that the enemy took from you is restored right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I break every curse. I break every limitation. I break every hindrances right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I speak to everyone right now online, watching everywhere, wherever you are. I declare victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, let's give him thanks for answer to prayers. Give him thanks. We're coming back by 6 this evening. It's going to be heavy. It's going to be mighty. Just give him praise. Come on, thank him. Is that how you thank a God that answers prayers? Is that how you thank a God that answers prayers? Come on, give him the glory. Give him the praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and thank him. Come on, thank him. Thank him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Wow, wow, wow. Amazing God. I don't know if you know how powerful what we've done here has been today. The man of God, please be seated. No about moving, just sit. When we started this meeting, actually the day before, let me back up a little bit. I was doing a crusade in the Philippines. And early in the morning, while I was sleeping, I saw this particular light, very interesting color. It wasn't blue, it wasn't purple. It was just a strange color, just dropping, dropping, dropping. And I said, Lord, what are those? He said, those are the angels that I've sent to support you during this crusade. I said, wow, amazing. So anyway, a few days ago, all of a sudden I saw this lights again, but it was a little bit sparse. There was some greenery and then, you know, lots, but it was not all over the place. So I'm saying, God, what's going on here? We have angels, but I don't see too many. So yesterday morning, that vision again. And then by the evening, the whole place was full. I said, oh, we've got angelic assistance. God has dispatched angels. I want you to know that for every prophetic word, what are you doing? Can you help her, please? Help her to just go sit down. Anyhow, for everyone here, for the prophetic word that you've received, whether it was direct or indirect, there are angels assigned to make certain that that word of God that you have received is manifested. Did you hear that? All the necessary help. Because what God wants done is going to get done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And any agency, an agent of Satan, that they are on, you know, when you cut up an animal and it's about to die, the little struggle, the last struggles. Every agent, every agency of Satan, the Bible says, will not allow the witch to live. Anything that is standing against God's plan and purpose for your life is going down. Amen. Did you hear that?
Yes.
It's going down.
Amen.
This man of God has come and declared the word of God, and every resistance is moving.
Amen.
It has no choice.
Amen.
There is no debate.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can you imagine Hammond and then Byron? You don't know the people. And you're calling their first name and their last name. Come on. Somebody say, that's God. Hallelujah. Now, let me say this. There are people who are demonized that say the same thing. Huh? But the difference is, when you listen to the word of God, you see solid word. It's not flake. The real deal. So you know this is coming out of the pure waters of God. Now, position yourself for the next level tonight, because it's upgrade. We're going up higher. Amen? If you cannot be here, God knows why you're not going to be here, so he will meet you wherever it is that you are. Amen? But if you can be here. I'm surprised that some people that are supposed to be here right now that are not here. God already spoke into your life yesterday, but you're not here for whatever reason. Shake off every limitation. Don't miss your visitation. You'll miss it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, before we head out today, we're going to do something. We are going to honor God. We're not going to tip God. We're going to honor God. How many of you know God is due his honor? He doesn't need anything from me, but he wants me to honor him. I'm not going to tell you what to do to honor him. A woman gave her two mites, but it was all she had. She gave everything she had. That was the highest honor. There were people who had big bags of money and they gave that. And Jesus said, this woman gave more than all of them. Honor is what comes from the depths of your heart. No altar is functional without sacrifice. So I challenge you today to honor God, honor the grace that has been amongst us, and declare and walk in divine victory in Jesus' mighty name. They are offering buckets up in front, but we also have buckets that can be passed around. So either way, just do what you need to do. And remember, when is the service starting tonight? Okay. Not 6:30 like we had it on the flyer. We're starting at 6. Promptly, the instruments and the worship team are going to go at it. You know, and then we're going to start. I want to see him speaking already at about 6:30. So if you want to enjoy, enter. The Bible says, enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with what? Praise. So we want to enter with thanksgiving and praise. Amen? And just move deeply into the things that God has for us as he brings forth the word of God tonight. Receive that word. Let it be tattooed on your heart. Hallelujah. Become one with that word of God. I've been truly blessed by your ministry yesterday and today. And I'm looking forward to tonight and then tomorrow morning and then tomorrow night and then Monday and then Tuesday. Oh, glory be to God. We are thankful for all that God has done and continues to do. Rise with me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Father, thank you for the privilege accorded us to be present this morning in your presence. You have done extraordinary things for us. We have received your word. You've located us just like you located Zacchaeus. And Lord, oh God, we hear Zacchaeus saying, I will restore back. And today we've heard the word of restoration. Everything that has been stolen, everything that has been taken wrongfully, known to us and unknown to us. For there's so much that has been taken that we knew nothing about. And today we are saying, thank you, Father, for total restoration. We receive the fulfillment of your word. We thank you for the ministry of angels that are going forth and locating everything and forcing the Gentiles to return to us that which has been taken. And we thank you, Lord, for the kings that are brought to us. So, Lord, oh God, we'll receive the abundance. We are fulfilled in the abundance that comes forth from you. We say yes and amen to your word. And we say this day that we are blessed and highly favored. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Before I say hello to all of those on Zoom, I want to say to everyone here, when you come, engage, be serious. I sense a level of unseriousness, not in you that I hear right now, but stay engaged. This is your opportunity to receive from God. Amen? So don't lose it. Amen? Those of you on Zoom, we celebrate you. We thank God for every single one of you. We thank God.